RC.
And Pirate Maddie.
And we're here with New Atlantic. Hey, guys.
Hey, this is Gio.
And it's Jake.
And we're out here in front of Soma in San Diego, California, before their show. I was reading about how you guys started out. You guys basically decided to take matters in your own hands as far as just starting to tour and everything without actually having a manager at the time, right?
Yeah.
So how did you guys go about doing that? Was it just experience from previous bands that kind of brought you to decide to go that way versus the route that a lot of bands are taking, which kind of what you mentioned on the site is like going on MySpace and trying to get fans that way and playing locally?
Yeah, I mean, the new thing these days is doing everything through the internet. We kind of decided we wanted to do it the old school way. Dave and Chris and Jake have all been in bands before, like touring bands before, and I think everybody just learns that the best way to really get in people's faces, you know, besides the internet, is just play shows and travel as much as you can. And our bassist Dave actually was a booking agent in between bands, so he was in another band that they broke up, decided to become a booking agent, learned a lot about, you know, booking shows and whatnot. So as soon as we decided we want to start playing shows, you know, Dave got right behind the computer and kind of used his skills to get us on the road.
That's cool.
And that's actually how we hooked up with our manager now, Matt Watts. He knew Dave from his previous band. Dave actually used to book his band back in the day. And, you know, just saw that, like, the band was working hard and that, you know, we were starting to get our name out there. So that's how we actually ended up hooking up with him in the beginning, which has really helped us a lot so far. So.
Sure. And Matt, I mean, Matt's been in your position before, right, in a band and working that way, is that right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's helped us avoid a lot of the mistakes
on,
you make.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
So what are you guys' summer plans?
We are going to finish up this tour. We'll be going throughout the rest of the United States, up to Canada, and then ending out in Chicago. And going home, we're going to do about a week of Warped Tour, and I think take a little bit of time off, but we're hoping for a big tour in the fall, so I'm looking forward to that.
Would that be a tour that you guys headlined, or what do you guys
looking to do? Probably support on that tour, and then maybe, you know, headline sometime in the winter or something like that. But as of now, like, that's, you know, we just have Warped Tour, a couple one-offs here and there, and then plans for the fall are sort of being discussed now. So just trying to figure it all out.
What's the last thing you bought that was over $100?
These jeans that I'm wearing right now.
Because I don't think I've bought anything over $100.
I bought these jeans 50% off today, and I'm pretty psyched about them. They were exactly $100. I guess it's not over $100 technically, but close enough. And shoes. I'll answer for Gio. I buy way too many shoes and clothes in general.
Shoes cost $100?
I bought a snare drum the other day.
Jesus.
No, actually, shoes are, no, they're under that. I don't know.
Depends on how many you buy, or
I buy way too much stuff in general, so.
So do you have your own van, basically?
Yeah, I actually tour in a bus by myself.
Great.
They just, you know, they tag along in the van.
That costs about $100.
Yeah. You know, no, I'm kidding.
I don't think I bought anything over $100 in years, so I can't even remember at all.
I'm trying to think of something, but I'm stuck here.
Maybe a computer like 5 years ago.
They gave you got that computer for free.
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
This is tough. Soon enough, Gio will be spending the hundreds like it's chump change.
Dollar bill.
How is it on this tour, basically, compared to other tours? Like, when you guys were just booking your own stuff and everything, how has it changed for you, being with a label and all that kind of stuff?
The response is just getting bigger every time. It's great having a label behind us and promoting the shows and kids coming to see us and kids that already have our record. That's been like the big thing, is that our record's out now and we have kids singing along. And it's confidence boosting. It's cool.
And it's cool too, because in the past, you know, we've done so much touring without having a record out. So to be able to play all over the U.S. and have something to sort of, you know, leave kids with, as opposed to just our name and, you know, our website and stuff like that, it's really feels more productive, you know what I mean? So it's been a lot of fun. And all these bands are great too. Like, couldn't ask for a better group of people to just tour with and hang out with. They're awesome.
What have you guys been listening to lately?
Oh, man. I've listened to a lot of Muse ever since we saw them at Bamboozle.
They blew me away.
And insane. I just couldn't take it out of, like, off play on my iPod for, like, a week straight.
Yeah, last time they came here, I missed them, so.
They are definitely, like, top three best live bands I've ever seen. They were ridiculous. Yeah.
The other day,
everyone was just sort of in awe.
The other day when we were in Seattle, I got a DVD of KK and his Weathered Underground, which is really awesome. It's like some guys from Gatsby's American Dream and anyone else from any other bands?
I don't think so.
So that band and also Search Rescue. We just got some Gatsby's guys and some guys from Acceptance. And all really awesome.
All I listen to is Jimmy Eat World every day, all day. That's it. Clarity, Bleed American. That's pretty much my life in music.
And looking at a band like Muse and what they do live, and of course they're really big over in Europe, for example, and stuff like that, where music's just treated differently anyway. What do you guys look at in a band like that and how you kind of want to perform live as well?
I'd like to be that cool one day.
Yeah.
I actually said to our manager, Matt Watts, I was standing right next to him while we were watching. I was like, dude, I think I'll never be that cool. He's like, no, you're not, man. I'm sorry.
It's
like, damn,
it's a new level of coolness. You can't get to that point unless you're them. They pull it off with three people, you know what I mean?
He said four words the entire set.
Yeah, no, I think just they have a really good presence to them, just aside from, like, energy-wise, which they have as well, but they just have, like, a real presence on stage. I think we all try to, you know, strive for that, so... But yeah, we'll never be as cool though. So.
They're just awesome, dude.
They were awesome. They were really cool.
Were you guys just finding that as though people are able to sing along and know your music better? Is it just easier to bring more energy to it?
Oh, yeah. That's the greatest part is even if 10 people in the crowd are singing along and there's 500 kids there, it just makes the show 1,000 times better for us. And we have such a better time on stage knowing there's people there for us. It's really exciting.
If you could steal one personality trait from someone, who would it be? And what would you steal?
Brandon Flowers' cockiness without people hating him. Somehow, he managed to do it.
He's pretty nice when I met him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But he's still a badass, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, people are like, this guy is a total jerk, but he's still the man. Everyone looks up to him, you know?
Dude, if I could have the confidence of Vince Chase,
yeah,
that's what I want. The confidence of Vince Chase.
You guys
Chase
watch Entourage.
From Entourage.
That's the man.
That's the guy.
He's the dude.
I would just like to have Ari's money, personally.
Yeah.
I'd like to have Ari's wife. Screw the
if
money.
If that counts as a personality trait, I'll take the money.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's not a personality trait.
So what's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you on stage?
Oh, I got a good one. Last tour, we were out with a band called May, and it was the last show of the tour. And first song in, I got a really, really bad bloody nose. And I was, like, bleeding all over myself. And it was, like, straight out of a horror movie. It was so gross and so embarrassing. And apparently, like, I guess, you know, the lights were low, so you couldn't really see that much. But I had to tell Gio to tell kids that I just hit myself in the face with a stick by accident or whatever. Because in reality, like, it just started bleeding out of nowhere. That just, and people would think I'm doing drugs or something weird if that, you know, was out there. So I tried to, like... I screamed over to the sound guy. I'm like, dude, the paper towels, I need them or something. Finally, I just played like the rest of the set with this huge thing in my nose. So that sucked. That was pretty embarrassing.
Gio tripped
a couple times.
I trip here and there. When I'm getting into it, I have my eyes closed, not paying attention to where I'm going. I'll jump on top of the monitor and all of a sudden start wobbling. Like, oh, I guess I can't be jumping on this monitor. But it's usually falls for me.
Have you seen the new Pirates movie?
I haven't.
Pirates?
Pirates Caribbean? Oh,
no.
You know, the second one didn't do it for me, so I kind of had to, like, you know, second guess this third one, but I heard it's pretty good.
And the cliffhanger. I mean, there were a couple cliffhangers, right?
So. Yeah.
But the second one was just so long. It was like 2.5 hours. You know?
Yeah, this one's like 3 hours and 5 minutes, I think.
Really?
I am in love with the girl in that movie, whoever she is.
Keira Knightley.
Is that Keira Knightley?
Yeah, Keira Knightley. Yeah.
Really?
Or it might be Orlando Bloom and you just didn't realize.
That's it. That must be it. All this time I thought he was a girl. Guess not.
As far as the photos you guys have on MySpace, like your press photos, where were those taken?
It's like
in the outside
woods
of
City?
Australia. No.
Somewhere outside of New York
like
City.
Like upstate New York, I think.
Yeah.
But we actually just shot some new ones that were pretty psyched about. Nothing as crazy as being in the woods when it's freezing cold out, but it's cool. I think we're pretty psyched about it.
Is Tupac alive?
Yes.
I sure hope so. I was such a huge Tupac fan. Like, didn't he get shot on Hollywood Boulevard or Sunset Boulevard?
I think so.
One of those. Something. We were, like, walking by, and I was like, dude, Tupac was shot here. And I got all excited because I think he's still alive.
And then you went over to Jimmy World after that.
Yeah. I had to go from one extreme to the other, or else it wouldn't work.
They keep it gangsta too.
Right? Yeah, I mean, sure. Jim Atkins, 35, pimp man. He knows what's up.
I always like to find out about people's songwriting and kind of how they get into it and stuff. So what's the process for you guys as a band?
We have a cool approach to it. We all individually do some writing. So on this last record, it was like, you know, Matt would have an idea and bring it to the band, and we'd all sort of jam on it and think of melodies and think of lyrics, and just sort of like everyone had their own little part in it. The same would go for anyone. If somebody had an idea, two people would kind of collaborate and bring it to the band, and then we'd sort of go from there. But lyrically, it's like a lot of Matt and Chris and Gio. Melody-wise, I think we all have something to throw in.
Yeah. It's all very collaborative.
Yeah, it's totally a group effort, which is really cool because we all come from different musical backgrounds.
We all like different tastes of music.
Yeah, so
it's kind of makes it a little more
melting
eclectic.
Pot of styles.
Yeah. Did you find recording exhausting at all or exhilarating? What was recording for you?
For me, it got exhausting because I didn't get to do vocals until about 2.5, 3 weeks in. So I was like, you know, when it's going to get to my part, everyone else is like, I'm done, let's go drinking. I'm like, I can't drink, no. So
it was fun, though. I think we're all really psyched to, like, be living in a different state together. We had, like, an apartment in downtown Seattle, which was amazing.
It's very real world.
Yeah.
It was.
It really was. The fights and everything. People were throwing each other out the window. No, I'm just kidding. No, we actually got along.
Bridges.
Good times. We actually got along surprisingly well, I think. Like, everybody had their own little things here and there, but
it's kind of nice just having our own little apartment.
Yeah.
And it was like keeping it clean was, like, the only thing we'd, like, get mad about.
Yeah.
Like, whose underwear is this? Dave.
Dave. It's always Dave. Leaving something somewhere. But it was really cool, too, like, having Bobby and Casey, our two producers, you know, help us work on our songs and throw in ideas while we're recording. It was awesome to have that outside opinion thrown in because we weren't really used to that, so... They're both very musical guys, and we're lucky to have them work with us.
It's cool.
If you own a piece of land, do you own it all the way down to the center of the earth?
Ooh, that's a really interesting question.
Do you own it all the way down to the center of the earth? I'm going to go with yes.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes, too, because isn't it, like, if you find oil,
well, no.
It's yours?
No, you know what? I'm going to go with
no. Right?
Because that would mean that you would own... the sky as well, and you definitely don't own the sky. Because if you own below you,
you're
you have
confused.
No. Wait, she said the land and everything below, right?
True, from the land and everything below.
Yeah. So if you own below, you gotta own above, and you don't own above. Flight control.
This is getting
above.
Too deep.
I'm getting real too deep here, dude. I wish I knew the answer. What do you think?
Yeah.
I just said sink.
I say yeah, but it's kind of like cone shaped, so it gets like. Smaller and smaller and smaller.
That's true.
Yeah.
Interesting. See, I own a big cone of land.
Well, next piece of land I own, I'm just going to start digging and digging until somebody
gold.
Tells me not to.
In a cone shape.
In a cone shape.
That's true.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, guys, pick up a record. It rules.
Yep. You'll like it. For your money back. Actually, no.
No. No returns.
No returns. My love's won't so been since you left me. With the seasons and the trends that would follow.